Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Bob Harris is with us here this morning. He is the Southwest Iowa Fishing Team coach and president, founder, organizer, coordinator. He did a little bit of everything to get this all going, and over the weekend got a chance to really, for the first time, see these kids in action. Bob, how are you this morning?
Oh, it's great. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us on Southwest Iowa Fishing and the student anglers.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we've talked a few times as you've been working through this process, and I think most recently we discussed some of the fish habitat work that they've been doing here just in the last few months. Is it great now to see from the beginning to some of the work that's been done behind the scenes to the kids really getting their first opportunity to get out and get lines in the water competitively?
Yes. Birthed itself in a little farm pond in north of Mount Etna, Iowa. And it was really Melanie Petty and Grant and Darren that through the Trevor Frederickson Foundation, Memorial Foundation, that said, let's do this thing. We need to do it for our young students out there that are active in archery and trap and in fishing. They just love fishing. And so they said, run with it. And so we picked up the baton and we started with a bank tournament at Hackleberry back in October. And then, of course, we went in, like you said, through the conservation part of it, because I really want this to be educational for the students as well as to be fun, and working with Brian Hayes with the Iowa DNR and all the other DNR conservation people have been just outstanding to work with. But then as it's built with all the great sponsors and all of our corporate partners that have come on board, to actually see the boats in the water, 30 anglers, 15 teams, boat captains that are adult anglers in throughout Southwest Iowa volunteer their time, their boat, their gas, their energy to come and mentor anglers. It was pretty awe-instructing because calm winds, 70-degree weather, sunrise on the open lake of Prairie Rose. It was definitely a poster stamp moment there for the team.
Yeah, I don't know how you worked out the weather. It couldn't have been any better for this event, especially this early in the season. But talk a little bit about Saturday's event up there at Prairie Rose. It sounded like you had a great day.
Yeah, we had a great day. Like I said, 30 anglers, 15 teams. We put all the boats in the water around 6:30. We had a rules meeting, and at 7:30 we launched the kids one by one out into their location, and the tournament was on. It was to go find the best five biggest bass they could put in the live well, and they did an outstanding job. Out of the 30 anglers, 46 fish were caught. 17 actually filled their bag with five fish and averaged a 1.5 catch, and Jake Wales actually caught the biggest fish was a 3-pounder for the entire tournament. So, I mean, they just, seeing all the kids on the water and a lot of smiles and a lot of happy faces from the students, but I was more impressed with the boat captains. These guys are used to fishing for 7 hours straight themselves, and it's their boat, their tackle, but yet at the end of the day, several of those boat captains come up to me and said, "Hey, I want these same two students on my boat for the next tournament." They got to grow and meet and laugh and entertain and learn fishing from some of the best anglers that we have in Southwest Iowa. And so it was fun to see the camaraderie come together between the adult anglers and our student anglers, that they actually want to partner together and actually be competitive. I mean, some of these adult anglers want to make sure these kids are on the top of the leaderboard they want to make sure they get a full bag.
Well, I was looking through some of the results and some of the names. I recognize a lot of the names on here of some of these youngsters from around the area here. So you've got a lot of good representation from area communities.
Yeah, I mean, that was the fun part. When I started this, I was nervous that, could Atlantic support just a single team? We needed to have six high school students. And, selfishly, I've got, seven grandkid boys that, range from high school to junior. So I wanted to have both programs so all of my grandkids get to be a part of it. So I wanted to have two programs. And so I opened it up to Southwest Iowa, and I'm sure glad I did, because we've got students from Harlan, Carson, Macedonia, Red Oak, Anita, Corning, and of course Atlantic. It's just been at Lewis. It's been outstanding to see those kids. And just from the tournament from on Saturday to Sunday, my phone, even on a holiday, was blowing up that people want to have their kids join the team because they saw so much excitement. And, you know, that it was a junior Bassmaster Elite type tournament, and they want their child to be a part of that, and that's exciting for the team and for our community.
Yeah, how much went into this, how much planning, preparation? You know, before a team plays a football game, there's a lot of practice leading up to it. There's game planning. There's all that prep work that you do. How much of that is done for something like this?
Well, it was, you need to. I mean, if you want to be a good angler, just going out there and putting your boat in the water, and I'm not an avid angler myself, but I've learned so much that you do a lot of bench fishing on Google Earth. You need to find out where the structures are at, where the points are at, so where the fish will congregate and kind of get the migration patterns of the fish. And so that's the fun part about for our students. It's not just, you know, buying a pole and sticking it in the water, which is valid and very fun. But we're going to teach them mathematics. We're going to teach them science. We're going to teach them lots of different things that they can apply to future things in life and to school. So there's a lot of education that they can do. And we've already had two great anglers as guest speakers. We have Jimmy Houston, who came and was on a Zoom call for the kids. He talked to the kids from his boat on the water for at least 35 minutes. And we had Dr. John Thompson, who has been a top regional angler who has fished on a national championship level from Creston. He talked to the kids about what to expect on the water. And so there's a lot of pre-fishing is what they call it. You actually pre-fish a lake before you go to the tournament and see the water, but then you actually pre-fish on the computer. You watch YouTube. And so instead of doing Minecraft and all these other type things on their devices, we're actually getting them to understand, you know, weather patterns and migrations and all that other stuff. So there's a lot of knowledge and learning that there is to become a good angler.
Absolutely, and these kids have the excitement too. I know they have the enthusiasm to do all this work too, and you know they spend a lot of time working on fish habitat and things like that. And I know I saw in the notes that all the fish that were caught on Saturday were released back again. So they're all conscious too of the environment and taking care of things, and you know making it good for the future.
Right, and that's the whole thing about this club is that you know fishing is the fun part and the entourage that we get to hold the fish up in front of for photo ops and stuff like that. But to have that, to do that every day or every weekend throughout the summer time, we need to have good habitat. And working with the Iowa DNR and Brian Hayes and Jeremy King and the whole Chris Larson and all those guys that have really stepped up to help us focus on the southwest area of ponds and lakes that need some structure. And that was, again, my vision to really try to help the kids understand that we have to give back to the community, because if we don't take care of our ponds and lakes, the very sport that they love to do in particular, it won't be very good if we don't continue to grow fish health and continue to grow that and spawning and all that other stuff. So I've learned more than I ever thought I would about fish habitat and structure, and I've got a long ways to go. Like Rob Clausen, he's been a great friend, and picking his brain and really understanding what they do on a tournament level on an adult side to bring these kids in that have never really fished off a boat. And that's what's been amazing about this, is these kids are really bank fishermen or just pond guys that have fished on their weekend warrior deal. So now we've elevated their game, put them on a boat with an adult angler, and they rose to the occasion. Like I said, 46 fish caught, and several teams caught more than that, but they can only keep their best five. So I know several teams caught lots of fish, but only could keep five. So they just did an outstanding job. You know, there was a couple teams that, struggled, but they're young. We're talking electronics. The fish finders nowadays are just amazing with 2D sonar and down imaging and live 360 and all that stuff. It's just amazing that these kids have to learn from the adults. It is the new generation, like Rob Clausen said on the mic on Saturday. he was pleasantly surprised how much knowledge the kids had. And when they came to the boat, he really didn't have to teach them much because they knew all the lure lingo. They knew what to throw, you know, crankbaits and, you know, lipless cranks and, you know, deep smoothies and all that other stuff and Texas rig and all that stuff. So they were well reversed, and those anglers were able to help them catch some fish, and that was really exciting.
You bet. Well, and I see you've got Steele McLaren involved.
Yes. You know, obviously he was an outdoors kid, loved hunting and fishing in Southwest Iowa. I mean, that's what most of our kids do. And to bring Steele up there, and we appreciate Dustin to bring him up there. He was just excited. So we made him team captain of our team, and we presented him with his own jersey and also a big fish award for, you know, all of his efforts. And, you know, he's been an inspiration to battle with what he's had to overcome here in a short amount of time to be where he's at. It's just been inspirational. And, you know, I just told the kids, you know, at the end of the day, whether you catch five fish or no fish, you know, there's other kids in the world that don't get to do what we get to do because of our great corporate sponsors that have stepped up to help support the program, or the volunteers or the boat captains that have done everything they can to really, you know, give you guys an opportunity to come out here and showcase their talents. And so it was fun to have him be a part of that. And, you know, it was great sportsmanship by all the kids and lots of smiles from all the adults. And we just really appreciate the boat captains, the volunteers, and our sponsors that have really stepped up to make this program what it is today. And I think to the future is really sky's the limit. We're talking about doing some different things, you know, possibly different things that will make it easier and be able to grow more kids. Because obviously with our pandemic that's going on, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, but the great outdoors is unlimited. And with fishing, and, you know, I hope this kind of even spills over into the archery program and the trap shooting program that we have in our area, that we can maybe, you know, grow those programs as well as the fishing program and make it a dominant sport for our high school and junior students.
You bet. Well, it's good to get that support, and it's good to keep the ball rolling. I see you've got another event coming up over at Lake Anita on April 17th, so they've got a little opportunity to enjoy what they just did and then get ready for the next one.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, the top four teams were only separated by just 10 ounces. So it was close. It was a fierce competition. So one fish can change the game, and that's why you got to keep fishing for all 7 hours or 7.5 hours. And like I said, you know, 10 ounces, I mean, we're talking Bassmaster Elite type competition that these guys went through. And that's what they were engaged the entire time. So we're excited to go over to Lake Anita, which is a bigger lake, and so we're going to give the kids experience on our big lake, small lakes, and really throw some different disciplines at them to sharpen their skills as anglers. And again, and now it's time to go pre-fish Lake Anita. We need to go find out the new structure. There's a new dock going in, you know, where the lily pads come in. I mean, where's the vegetation? And so they got to start figuring that out. And, you know, if the weather holds out, there'll be some adult anglers over there, the boat captains, I know that are already going to try to go over there and pre-fish it a little bit and see what lures are working. It's amazing. You know, I think we needed to have the first tournament to maybe give us a little food cred or some validation that this program is what good. And I think now that once we've got it off the ground and we've proven that we are pretty good at what we're talking about, what we did, I think it's even going to grow, and I think more people are going to be engaged at it. So we did a Facebook Live deal with First Whitney Bank that they stepped up. So it's fun. Like I said, I had 9 grandkids. Now I think I got 30 plus grandkids to help see a lot of smiles for. That's pretty fun.
You betcha. Yeah, it's always room for growth, and they can find out more online on Facebook and get a hold of someone, too, if they want to get signed up, and look forward to the future events. Well, Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. It's great to see where you've come, and exciting to see where you're going in the future.
Always appreciate the support, Jim. Thank you.